VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to move forward on a resolution ending U.S. military support to the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. Wednesday's vote was 63-37. Many of the lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, are concerned about the humanitarian calamity caused by the fighting in Yemen. Saudi-led airstrikes against Houthi rebels include weapons bought from the United States. They've killed thousands of Yemeni civilians, destroyed hospitals, and wiped out entire neighborhoods. Before Wednesday's vote, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis appeared before the Senate to defend U.S. involvement in Yemen. The same two men, Pompeo and Mattis, have told the Senate there is no evidence directly linking Saudi Arabia's crown prince to Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrat Dick Durbin says CIA Director Gina Haspel did not join Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
We were told in this briefing that it was the direction of the White House that she not attend.
Mattis and Pompeo both say there's no intelligence directly linking the killing to the Saudi crown prince. Democrat Bob Menendez speculates Haspel was a no-show because she would have said otherwise.
It's outrageous that the Senate can be stonewalled from hearing from the CIA director.
The agency denies Haspel was told not to attend the briefing.
Afghan officials say a suicide bomber detonated a vehicle-borne bomb on Wednesday evening outside a British security company's compound in Kabul, making way for a group of armed attackers to storm the facility and engage in fierce gun battles. At least 10 people were killed. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy sailed two ships through the Taiwan Strait on Wednesday, a move likely to upset China. A destroyer and an oil ship made the journey. This is the third time this year that the Navy carried out what it calls a routine transit. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is responsible for the standoff with Ukrainian naval ships in the Black Sea. He contends it's an attempt by Poroshenko to boost his re-election chances next year. He made the charges in a televised speech on Wednesday. Russia's military, meanwhile, said it is adding more anti-aircraft missiles to its defense systems in the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. A woman accused of being a secret agent for the Russian government appears to be coming closer to a plea deal with U.S. prosecutors. Court documents filed Wednesday say 30-year-old gun rights activist Maria Butina's lawyers and federal prosecutors, quote, remain optimistic about a pre-trial resolution of her case. She's pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy and acting as an unregistered foreign agent for Russia. More than 400 Ethiopian migrants stranded in Yemen will be airlifted home this week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
During the past few years, the IOM Voluntary Humanitarian Return Operation has assisted many migrants to go home by sea. But agency spokesman Joel Millman notes returning the migrants by plane is a better, safer option.
In 2018, IOM's VHR program was able to assist 668 migrants to return to Ethiopia on ships across the Gulf of Aden. However, unstable weather conditions at sea combined with escalated fighting in and around the Al Hodeidah ports posed major operational challenges in previous return operations.
In the first case of its kind, the U.S. Justice Department on Wednesday announced charges against two alleged Iranian cybercriminals. The department said they used malware to infect the computer networks of towns and cities in the United States, along with hospitals and other organizations, in a scheme to extort millions of dollars from the victims. Prosecutors say the two created and deployed a sophisticated malware program to forcibly encrypt data on the computer networks of more than 200 organizations and other victims in the United States. They then received more than $6 million in extortion payments, according to prosecutors. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.